Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, October 30th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. When I put it out there about look outside your window, Sherry over in Onaway said, yeah, cloudy and snowing. Greg O'Neill says, yeah, good thing you got your snow tires on. Absolutely. If you haven't done so yet, you need to get over to Royal Tire in Petoskey. Tell Eric Frisky that Trucker Randy sent you. These winter wheels and snow ice tires are fantastic. You have got to get you a set. They will custom design winter wheels just for your vehicle, perfect size according to original equipment, and sell you a set of, I like personally, the Michelin X snow ice tires. Just go and talk to them. Ask them to show you the Michelin X snow ice tire. Put those on some winter wheels that won't corrode. Be very easy for you to wash in a car wash. I personally went with the black glossy high enamel with the brushed aluminum. You spray them off, bone clean instantly. And then store your factory wheels, your chrome wheels, the wheels that came with the vehicle, with your summer tires. Put those in the basement or in the garage, in the shed, wherever. By the way, do not stand them up on the treads. Don't do that. That causes bald spots where they are stored. You lay them flat and stack all four of them on top of each other. Store your winter, your summer wheels, factory wheels, and put the winter tires on. You have to understand that this weather, they're saying, some reports you're reading saying it's going to be brutal, cold, and snow. Others are saying somewhat milder. Yeah, well, if it's below 40 degrees, these Michelin Ice Snow X tires, they get more pliable. The coolest rubber technology in them, the colder it gets, the more pliable they are. You do not drive on these in the spring and summer. You'll literally grind the rubber right off. But when it gets cold, these things get more pliable. How it happens, I have no idea. It's in the rubber. So, yes, absolutely. Downstate Kim, we sent you this in April, okay? Maybe. I have no idea. I get so many text messages. I have no idea. Say no. No utility, no scale, no solar. Protect the farmlands. This was back in April when they went to a meeting in Michigan on the Public Act 116 that was passed back in 2019 that 35% of the energy must be renewable by 2025 through 2050. Public Act 116 changed the law to allow solar on farmlands as small as 5 acres. These solar farms will soon be everywhere. Townships need to have zoning in effect to protect themselves. Sorry, don't remember it. She goes on. The power companies, mostly DTE consumers and the LLCs who sell to them, are paying the farmers to lease their farmland for these quote-unquote solar farms all over Michigan. Many townships, the homeowners, don't even know what's happening. The panels are loaded with all kinds of toxic metals which can leach into the ground. and they emit low vibration sounds, which are a health hazard. So basically, the power companies are paying the farmers to grow power and not food. Pure evil. Well, that's what we're going to stand up and fight against a week from Thursday night, November 9th, 7:30, Belknap Township in Presque County. You see, there's another component to this. As they're passing the clean energy renewable slate of bills in the Senate, now the House is following up with this pay what you can type of socialist pay scheme on the electric bills that are going to come in the future. Why? Because the energy is going to be so expensive. Take your electric bill right now, look at it, pull it out. $150 to $200 a month. Just, that's what it is. That's what our bills average with Great Lakes here at the home studio. Well, guess what? Multiply it times three, possibly four. We could be looking at, folks, $600 to $800 a month for the home studio versus the $150 to $200 we've been averaging. As you implement these green energy ways of producing energy to the grid, coming from solar panels and windmills, where we're going to end up having to buy energy from other states to put into our grid, it's going to cost more money. Well, as a result, they already know it's going to cost more money. Why do you think they introduced these house bills? Why do you think they put forward this communist scheme of paying what you can? Need-based energy pricing. Doesn't that sound good? House bills 5215 through 5222. They already know how expensive it's going to cost. They have got to come up with a pay plan that people of lower income will be able to afford these higher rates. And those who make more money, enough money to pay their own bills, well, you can pay those people's bills as well. This is absolute insanity. This is amazing. Jimmy Rieger says, first of all, he wants to thank everybody for the prayers and well wishes. His surgery went well. Also, there's going to be two special board meetings tonight, one at 5 o'clock and then another at 6 for the Onaway School Board's meetings. Then they're also part of the Stand Up Michigan group is doing their constitutional training tonight at the Sheboygan Public Library at 6:30. For those of you in Sheboygan, can't make it to Onaway. He says PING already has a poor people credit that comes on the bill, and you have to opt out of it, off of it, if you don't want to pay it. It's snowing in Onaway. Yep, thank God for the snow tires. Dave Agema, former conservative state representative, Republican National Committee man, I'm sure the electric companies paid a lot of money via their lobbyists to get this crap passed. They're not satisfied with the 90% monopoly. Sadly, for many of the state legislators, for most of this, this is the best job they've ever had. Hence, they sell their souls in order to keep the job. Brett Gooding, why would anybody want to go to work and get a full-time job if you end up having to pay somebody else's electric bill? You know, this is amazing. This is just absolutely amazing. And Barb, I sent you the screenshot of when that bill was introduced. We're going to be talking about that one in the next hour. House Bills 4476 and 4477. I'm going to shake this up to here. Take a screenshot. I'll text you this one next. Okay. So that's done. We're going to be talking about those bills in the next hour, because this one went completely under the radar. Did not see these. I heard about them. I think I read a story on the radio about them, but I didn't think they actually took a vote on them yet. So I'll send you the link. These two bills, one, they were introduced back in April 26, and they were voted on June 20th, this summer, before they went on their summer recess. So we'll talk about those, Barb, in the third hour. Keep your powder dry on those. I want to wrap up the energy part of this, folks, because here's why. And again, that's why it's critical for us to go to Belknap Township Thursday, a week from, not this Thursday, the following Thursday, November 9th at 7:30. They still have local zoning control. DTE is required to get a special use permit. This is why, exactly why, you have to show up with me and other patriots to tell them not to do it. This is exactly why they had part of the package in the Senate last week, taking local zoning ordinances away from local municipalities, giving it to the Michigan Public Service Commission. Unelected officials appointed by the governor are going to give out the permits. Well, I've got the solution on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. We're going to wrap up electric energy costs and these bills that the Democrats are ramming through. Downstate Kim says that, and I don't see the EV study that you're referring to regarding the fueling cost of an EV. I don't see it anywhere in our link. She says, climate change is nothing more than another way to control the people. This is Alinsky's Rules for Radicals on steroids. Control the food, control the electricity, control the health care, control the people. One thing you have to understand, these people need to keep their jobs. They need money to get reelected. So what they do is they vote on this garbage to allow you to think that they're doing a good job representing you without describing and fully explaining the bills they vote on when they come and speak in public. Now, this was passed in the Senate last week, completely along partisan lines. 56 in the House, 20 in the Senate, signed by one governor. That's what you need. 56 House votes, 20 votes in the Senate, and one signature by one governor. That's how you turn a bill into a law. Well, in the Senate last week, it was 20 to 18. Every single bill. All the Democrats stayed unified and voted for it. Michigan, if passed in the House, signed by the governor, would have to be 100% renewable energy by 2040. But now they're passing, or will be passing, House Bills 5215 through 5222, where they create this need-based energy pricing. Why? Again, because they know how expensive it's going to be. John says the legislators who voted for this garbage to pay the electric bill for those who can't should be the ones forced to pay. They're not going to do that. Now, one of the things you have to understand, that this process has been well thought out. This is not a surprise. I talked about them doing this, this fall, right now, back in March and April. I told you this was coming. The Clean Energy Act was coming. And I said that when they got back from their summer break after Labor Day, they got the budget passed. It's all done. Now they're moving on. This would be their top priority. Well, they didn't disappoint. This has been their top priority to get this clean energy package through the Senate, which they did. Now it goes to the House and probably will be voted on this week. Why? Because next week they're done. A week from tomorrow, November 7th, which, by the way, call your local clerks and find out if you've got millages, tax increases to be voted on next Tuesday, November 7th. I've got a whole story lined up of those that we're going to talk about in the third hour. But you have to understand that this has been their agenda from day one when they got sworn in on January 1st. Repeal right to work, reinstate prevailing wage, expand the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act, gun reform bills, red flag laws, safe storage laws, registering long rifles. All of it is part of an agenda, and this energy package is the icing on the cake. This is it. Then a week from tomorrow, the election is held. They lose two Democrats in the House, and they're done. They're not going to go back into session, folks, until the special election next year, April or May, I forget the month, replaces the two Democrats they're losing who are becoming the mayor of Warren and Westland next Tuesday. The polls are showing that they are going to win. And that's going to force them to resign their state rep seats, and it'll be tied 54-54. I doubt if the House will even go into session next year. They don't care about the budget. The budget doesn't have to be taken care of until the end of September. They'll hold their special elections in April or May, whenever it is. I think it's May, to replace the two Democrat state reps they're losing. There's only one slight problem. There's going to be an election in November. And even if they get two Democrats reelected to those seats and get their majority back, they're going to have to pass a budget. And it's an election year. So they won't be focused so much on passing bills as they are running for re-election in November of 2024. We've connected the dots, folks. We know what's going on. Now you know. Unbelievable bills in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast.